I'm not embarrassed or afraid to freely admit and to be very open about the fact that I have, for most of my adult life, and still continue to from time to time, have periods in my life where I am struggling emotionally, whether I am just a little bit off kilter, a little bit out of balance. And I know that shouldn't be surprising since I am a human being. And not to say that all human beings have these kinds of struggles, but the one thing that has really changed the game for me over the years, and this really gets back to the core of why I chose to begin to undertake and practice mindfulness, was that there were a lot of ongoing emotional struggles and issues that what would be referred to as depression. But what I find is that it's not, I don't get so caught up in the diagnosis of this. I don't get so caught up in what it's called and what the ramifications are. What I have really chosen to, the way that I view this, is that after many, many years of trying to cure that, of trying to make it better, so to speak, to make it go away, or to make it last, not as long as maybe it normally would had I not been doing anything proactive about it. And that what made it so difficult, and what still can make it difficult if I find myself getting caught up in trying to understand why, trying to have a reason for why I am struggling the way that I am emotionally, trying to understand, quote unquote, what is wrong with me, how am I looking at something in the wrong way, what is it that I need to do. And I recognize clearly, yes, there are certainly things that I can do to lift my spirits, to get out of my own way, but that it is really not for the sake of just doing something in order to divert my attention, to distract myself from feeling what I feel. And I spent a lot of the years of my life doing that. And to me, it's very normal and natural as human beings to try to figure out some way to avoid feeling what we feel when we don't like how it feels to feel the way that we do, so to speak. Not to be overly circular, but that is really ultimately where I have come to, is realizing that I don't have to understand why, I don't have to know why things feel the way that they do. I don't have to have any explanations. And I've recently gone through some emotional struggles where I've just really found myself, for whatever reason, falling into that trap of wanting to know why. This is, and these are all things that I have struggled with before. There's none of this that is new, nothing that is novel or unique. And I've been through these things enough to recognize that there's no way for me to really understand it. All I really can do at the end of the day is simply feel what I'm feeling. Whatever thoughts that I'm thinking, to just simply notice them. And I know this sounds overly simplistic, but this is really the only way I've ever been able to cope in my life and get through moment to moment. And I've gone through longer periods, and I've been recently going through one of these periods, and I don't know how long it will last. I am very grateful that during this time, I have found myself in a place at times where I just really am out of balance, where what I'm thinking is troubling me because of, I can see it, I can actually notice it. And it's not that any of these things, there's no crisis or emergency. It is just simply seeing myself continuing to bang my head against the wall, trying to think my way through something in order to think my way out of something. And what it would be out of would be the way that I'm feeling, the way that it feels to be me. And while I am really busy, caught up in those thoughts, while I'm really trying to figure it all out, I finally recognize the, and this is just for me, I can't say this for anyone else, I recognize the futility of trying to know why, of trying to understand, and instead just surrender to what it actually is feeling like. To trust that if I just simply choose to return back to my own heart, to return back here to the presence that I have tasted before as a result of practicing mindfulness and paying attention to what is happening in the here and now, to not getting so caught up in just what's happening to me, but actually expanding my consciousness outward, to notice things that are around me, to be able to see that all is not nearly as lost as I think that it is. And what I find is that as I'm paying attention to what's going on around me, the sun is still shining, so to speak, and things are relatively okay in a lot of areas of life. I will also very quickly say that there are a lot of things in this life, in this world, that are not okay. That there are people clearly suffering for a lot of reasons and in a lot of different situations. But I can simply recognize through doing this one, engaging in this one simple practice, but sometimes can be very painful, but it has been, if there has been pain, it has certainly been worth it. And that is to just simply sit in these feelings, sit with these thoughts, see them, witness them, recognize them, and even be open to befriending them, because I know that there's no way for me to make it stop or make it go away. And I have sat with these things and watched them enough over the past 30 years, not that it takes that long, for me to be able to appreciate the fact that they simply, what happens, the way I feel, continues until it doesn't need to anymore. And that there are clearly a lot of different healing modalities. Not that I want to get out into the weeds on that, because I am certainly not someone who knows enough about those things. I've certainly engaged in numerous healing modalities to just try to dissipate this excess emotional energy, to allow whatever's going on with me that sometimes does make me uneasy and sometimes doesn't feel good, and sometimes I can allow that to get in the way of living the most inspired life that I can, the being the most alive that I can possibly be, being of service that I can be to others in the best and most effective way I can, discharging my responsibilities, just simply showing up. I find myself sometimes feeling and thinking, even more importantly, I'm thinking that I can't do that, that, and if I do, that somehow I'm not doing it right. I'm not actually being, and this is just all thoughts, being what I think people want me to, being who I think other people want me to be, acting in a way that is what people are looking for. And I realize that that's only something that only exists in my mind. This is something that only really is just the content of thoughts that are occurring. And to just simply flow with this. And another tremendous surprise of this is that while I am struggling, I can actually be present and enjoy what is going on in life and what life is actually about. Recognizing that it isn't all about me, that there is so much, that life itself is so much bigger than just this one individual. And so if I can just get out of my own head, get out of my own way, and recognize that there are so many blessings. And yes, again, there are certainly a lot of things that are going on in the world that are not positive, that don't feel good, that are leaving people to feel uncertain, threatened, for people to, to be injured. There's all these different things that are going on. But if I am not able to actually be here and be with it and see it, and recognize that it is all happening. All of these things are happening. It's just what I choose to see. And if I get really caught up in believing that I should be paying attention only to one particular situation or one side of an issue, then that's just my thoughts and I'm giving into them. But that I'm actually, as all human beings are, and this is not an opinion, this is just what I have sensed and have spoken with many people about this over the years, that there is so much more to this life than just this one human being. And that's really, I'm speaking not in terms of worth or value, but what I'm speaking of is in terms of consciousness and what one human being can actually be a part of by simply choosing to be here and be present with what it feels like to be alive in any given moment. And the only way that I've ever been able to do that has been through practicing paying attention to my thoughts, being present with them, witnessing them, and simply breathing in and breathing out and not trying to figure out why something is happening and not trying to figure out what I'm going to do in the next moment. I can just simply be here. And I will, if I allow myself to, I will know if there's anything that needs to be done, that I will do it. And it has really been this practice for me that has been a lifesaver. It really, really has.